Okay, so last week we really just started with this sugya, which today's really a separate sugya, but just it builds a little bit off the last sugya, so we'll just quickly chazer over the last sugya. So there was a machlokes, if someone's in the middle of saying Shema, a person walks by, let's say his Rebbe walks by, or his father walks by, and he wants to ask him Shalom, say, how you doing, Shalom Aleichem. So is he allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema to ask Shalom? The other part of the question is, let's say he's just sitting there minding his own business saying Shema, and then somebody passes by, his Rebbe or someone Mechubedek, and asks him Shalom. He says, Shalom Aleichem. Is he allowed to answer in that situation? So we had a machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, and the machlokes was like this. It says, Shoyol, in the Emsa, if you're in the middle of saying Shema, Shoyol Mibnei Hayira. You can ask Shalom to this person who's passing in front of you, Mibnei Hayira, if you're scared, because of Yira. So we had a machlokes last week. We spoke about the machlokes, Rashi and the Rosh and the Rashbag. What does it mean, Yira? So Rashi learns Pashat. It means that you're scared for your life. This is a very intimidating person. If you don't initiate Shalom, he might cut your head off. So that's how Rashi learns. Rosh and Rashi, Akash and Rashi, if that's the case, I mean, that's Pashat. Of course you're allowed to be mafsik because of Yira, because that's a ein davar ayin mifnei bekuach nefashos. We all know that if it's the shayla bekuach nefashos, you're allowed to do whatever, any mitzvah that you want. So therefore, it cannot be that the chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell me that for pekuch nefashis I can stop in the middle of Shema. So that was their kash and rashi. And therefore, the Rosh and the Rashba learned that when it says in the middle of Shema you can be mafsik mimnei hayira, what it means is if someone who you are mechuyev in yira, for example, like your father or your rebbe, someone you're mechuyev to have yira from, in that situation you're allowed to initiate the shalom. That was the basic pirish between what does it mean shalom neyira, and then the next part of this is that you can also be meshiv. What does meshiv mean? So the way that we pass him, which is according to Yehuda, you can be meshiv even b'nei hakoved, which just means covet. What does covet mean? So one shot like Rashi brought down is that it's talking about someone who is a respectable person. It doesn't have to mean your father or your rebbe. Someone who is, it can even be someone who is very wealthy and he commands respect. So someone who is very respectable, you can if he asks you shalom, you can even be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema and answer him shalom also. And that was how we paskened. Mechaber said that if someone's a middle Shema, if someone, and we also with Mechaber learned Nalik Rashi, and Nalik Rashi that Yira means someone who you're scared that he's going to chop your head off. We had a Pshat and Rashi, though the Taz had a very good Shemakim Pshat and Rashi. The recording was already posted, so if you want to hear how the Taz learns up Rashi, that's a different thing. But at the end of the day, the Mechaber paskens that if somebody like your Rebbe passes in front of you, you are even allowed to stop in the middle of Shema and say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. And if somebody respectable asks you Shalom, you're even allowed to, be, in the middle of your Shema, be mafsik and answer him Shalom. At the end of the day, the Mishabura says that even though that's the Meikra Halacha, that's the Din, but Bizman Hazeh, we're so makbin never to talk in Shul, so therefore, if you're in Shul, then even if this your Rebbe comes in, or even if somebody Mechubedek passes by you and says Shalom, there's no answering, and that's how we go with Bizman Hazeh. So today, right, so that's in the middle of Shema means even not being a prophet. Yeah, even if you're just in the middle of the first parasha, the second parasha, v'hayim shemaya, you're allowed to be meikar din, you're allowed to be mafsik in those situations. But lamaisa, like I said, the Mishabura says that this whole halacha that the Mechaber says is not lamaisa, since bizman hazeh, and the Aruch HaShulchan also goes like this, it's not lamaisa, because bizman hazeh, we're so much more makbid, of course, never to talk in shul. But so it seemed that with that, according to the way the Mishabura is going, we do not have this halacha. Okay, so now, let's get into today's sugya. Today's sugya is that if you're in the middle of Shema, so are you allowed to also be mafsik for Kedusha or Kaddish or Moedim or these type of things? So we're going to start off with actually a Gemara that discusses when someone's in the middle of davening. So if you're in the middle of davening, Shemona Esrei. So this is the first page of the handout, Daf Chafal from Ebeiz. which I underlined, which is Ibayilahu. You see the little underline over there? So it says Ibayilahu. Mahu lahafsik liyehei shemoi gadol hamevarech. A lot of Yimafsik is talking about in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. A lot of stop your Shemayna Esrei when you're the Chazan, you know, I guess already started Kaddish. Let's say it's like Marv. And he started Kaddish. Or it's a Mincha Echidusha. And he's up to Kaddish and he's saying, you know, Yehesh Mei Rabba, which is a very, very, you know, big thing to answer Yehesh Mei Rabba. So a lot of stop in the middle of Shemayna Esrei and answer. So Kiyasar of Dimi Amr of Yehuda Reb Shimon Talmidei the Reb Yochanan Amri Lekol Ein Mafsikin Chutz Min Yehei Shemai Galdem Avayrach. Everything you cannot be mafsik. If you're in the middle of Shemana Esrei, you cannot be mafsik for anything except Yehei Shemai Galdem Avayrach. That you are. That's the only thing. The only thing you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemana Esrei is to answer Yehei Shemai Rabba. What? Yeah, Kedusha not. Nothing else. And then he says here, Shafilu Isaac b'maisa merkava paisik. Even if someone's being Isaac in the maisa merkava, still he has to be paisik and answer Yehesh Mei Rabba. But the less hilchasa kavasa. And that's the minute, that's the halacha. Your middle Shemana Esrei, even if you hear the Kaddish and the Rotti Yehesh Mei Rabba, the halacha is that you are not mafsik in the middle of Shemana Esrei.
Could you stand quietly? And then just
should you stand quietly? Doesn't seem you should stand quietly either.
Just continue.
So that is the So that's the machlokes in the
Gemara. I've never seen a lot of things you say quietly in mind. Kedusha. That's what you're
referring to. By Kedusha, yeah. I've heard about Kedusha. Maybe Hishmei Rabba. Maybe Hishmei Rabba also. I'll take a look. That's a good point. Because if Kedusha you do, you should do by Hishmei Rabba also.
Right.
I'll take a look.
Think about the words of the
Tibur. Yeah. It could be. I'll have to take a look at that. Okay, so then going on to the next page. Okay, so there's no Mefurish Gemara that talks about if you're in the middle of Shema, if you're allowed to be mafsik for Kaddish, Kedusha, and these type of things. But there was the Gemara that we really spoke about last week, which is the Shoyel Mimnei Hayir. So if you take a look at the next page, we're really just going to discuss Taisvis. So if you take a look at Taisvis, the Shoyel Mimnei Hayir. We'll just see the beginning of Taisvis. Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda. Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever you have a Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, Nakev Klahag Kol B'Yadecha, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, Afilu Be'emtza, Meshiv Mibnei HaKovid. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if you're in the middle of Shema, and someone very Mechubedek passes by you, and he asks you Shalom, you could answer him Shalom. Imkein, Zak Taisvis, if that's the case, Nirish Emutter La'anois Kaddish HuKedusha Be'emtza Kriyishma. So, Zaktaisis, this is the region that we first see talked about this, so therefore it would seem that for Kaddish and Kedusha, if you're in the middle of Kriyishma, you can also answer. Is there any bigger covet than this? Answering Kaddish and Kedusha? That's the biggest covet, the covet of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Abel Ba'emsi Yilches, he says, also in the middle of Shema Esrei, it would be Aser. And that's all that we're going to see in Taisis. So, Taisus is very clearly saying is that if you can middle of Shema, you can answer a mechubedek person. So for sure, when the tzibur is saying Kaddish or Kedusha, you should also be able to say and be mafsik in the middle of Shema and answer. Now let's get to the next page, which is Rabbeinu Yoina. So Rabbeinu Yoina says in the top right column, that first column, we're going to go through that column. It says, Rabbi Yehuda, Oymer, Ve'emsa, Shalom, Ne'ayir. He's going on that, Rabbi. This Inyan, in the middle of your lot, be Shalom, Ne'ayir. Nechleku, Amafarshim. Ve'inyan, Hafsaka, Ve'kriyasha, Ve'brichaysel, Le'kadish, Le'kadusha, Le'baruchu. Then now, the first time we see that, there's actually a machloikis about this. But where some is allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma, or Brichas Kriyashma, for Kadish, Kedusha, and Baruchu. In Paisik, Eloi. Yesh Misha Aymer, some people say Sha'af Alpisha Paisik Ne'ayira. Even though normally you're right. You are Mafsik Ne'ayira. Umeshim Ne'akovid, and you also answer Ne'akovid. Afilo Hachi ain't a Paisik Kaddish Kedusha. Still, you should not be Mafsik. What happened to the whole Yishmak Alim? And he says, no. The Kivan Sha'isik Bishvachay Shalmakain ain't like Lifsik Bavar Shevach Acher. Why should I be Mafsik? I'm already giving Shvach to Hashem. I'm saying Shema. Shai should be mafsik this shvach and give another shvach. So he says that the whole limud is faulty because I'm talking to Hashem right now. I'm giving shvach to Hashem now.
But it's a double
offer. What?
It's a double offer.
in a Chanamish the Rav, but I mean, he's saying I'm going to miss Kaddish and Kedusha, I'm going to miss answering Kedusha, but you're right, I'm going to miss Kedusha, but I'm already being Isaac in that type of form, so who gives me the right to stop what I'm doing now and be Isaac in a different form of Shvach? So that's the first man d'amar. But then he says, "V'roiv ha'paiskin, but most paiskin eskimu. They all agree sheyafsik afilu be'emsa haperek. Even in the middle of Shema, not bein aprakim. Even in the middle of Shema, not the first. By the way, not the first Shema Yisrael. Not that the Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem you should not be mafsik. But in the even in the middle of the parshias, you should be mafsik. Delaygar rabbi mashem mafsik ne'a year. It's not worse than being mafsik ne'a year or meshem ne'a kovin." Lazeh Naita, again, the same thing. If you can be mafsik for those, then you for sure can be mafsik for this. Lazeh Naita Das Rav Meiri, that's how my Rebbe also held. Umevi Raya. Now here's his Raya. Yishmaka Raya. Midchazin in the Pligi B'Gemara. We see that there's a machlaikis in the Gemara. Im mafsik b'tfila. L'kadashu kadusha. Or kadashu Jesus. There's a machlaikis in the Gemara which we read a minute ago. That if someone's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, should he be masik for Amen Yesh Meirava? We see that that's a machlaik is. Va'af al pisha aloha kaman dam shena masik. Even the aloha is that we are not masik. Afilo hachi, kivan de betfila. Ledivri hakol. Hafilo ha melech shalei b'shleimah. By tfila we know that aloha is. Is that if let's say a melech passes by you when you're in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, and he says shalom. Are you allowed to be masik and answer him shalom? No. Halacha is you're not allowed in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. So everybody agrees to that halacha. So everybody agrees. Hamelach shoy b'shloim lo yeshivenu v'afilu nachush karach al kevin. If there's a snake wrapping around your foot, lo yafsik you should not be mafsik. But still hayu cholkim mafsik l'kadosh. Still, even though everybody agrees that you're not mafsik when it comes to that, there still is a machlokes whether you should be mafsik. So Michlal the Bekriyishma Brichisel the Dirviya Kol Mafsik from the Ayira. So by Kriyishma and the Brichis Kriyishma, where everybody agrees that you are Mafsik Mimne Hayira, like if a king passes by, Umeshiv Neakovid, and you can also be Meshiv Neakovid. So Pashal the Hulukul of the Mafsik. So everybody would agree that you could be Mafsik. Right? So here's Rai. His Rai is like this. By Tefillah we know, which is much more Chomer than Kriyishma, because you can't be mafsik even if a king passes by. Still, there's a machloikis, maybe you could be mafsik for Kaddish. So by Kriyishma, when everybody agrees you could be mafsik if a king passes by, so for sure, everybody would agree that you could be mafsik when it comes to Kaddish and Kedusha. So that's the raya that they bring, and therefore, he says that the halacha is going to be like these mandamim that hold that you could be mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha. In the middle of Shema, you could be mafsik for kaddish and kedusha, and then he just fears ice hukach lekaddish mafsik afilu beemtza aperek ula baruchu nami. Then he throws an also baruchu, kibun shehi hafsaka muetas la'anis baruch Hashem mevarach. Such a small hafsaka to say baruch Hashem mevarach le'levet. So if you're in the middle of Shema and they're up to maybe you're ahead of them for some reason, or maybe they're by kriyas atayra, then you're allowed to answer baruch Hashem mevarach le'levet. And then he ends off also ma'idim. You can be mafsik. If you're in the middle of Shema, you can also be Maidim. Fine. So that's how the Rebbeinu Yoina says, and we'll see a little bit more halacha l'maaseh. But the Rebbeinu Yoina holds very clearly, like most paiskim that say that if you're in the middle of Shema, you could be mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha. The Rush also, by the way, the Rush also goes that way, that you could be mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha. And now I'll just take a look at the next page, which just brings down the Mechaber, which is Halacha Gimel. It says, L'kadosh shelu kedusha, this is Siv Gimel, L'kadosh shelu kedusha l'baruchu, mafsik afilu be'emtza ha'pasuk. Even if you're in the middle of a pasuk of Shema, you could be mafsik. V'chein l'maydim, also maydim, av lo yoymer el tevis maydim bavad. You should only say the words maydim, which we're going to see means maydim anachnu loch. That's it. Then just take a quick look at the Ramah. Some people don't know how to say that. The Yeshayim. Some say like this: the Amen Sha'ainim Acher Birchas Akel Hakadosh V'Acher Shemei Tefila. Not only that, but also the Amen of Akel Hakadosh and Shemei Tefila. Yesh Lo Din Kedusha. That also has a din of Kedusha. V'Yachol Anasei Samek Kriyishma. V'Chein Nikir. So we have a number of things that you could be mafsik for. Someone's in the middle of Kriyishma. You can, number one, you can answer Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. You can also answer Kedusha, which we're going to see means Kaddish, 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 Baruch Hashem, Avarach, and that's it. Shy about whether you're allowed to answer Yimlech, but it seems that Allah is that you should not answer Yimlech. So Kaddish, 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 Baruch Hashem, Avarach. And then also, Ma'idim Anachnu Lach, and also the Amin of Akela Kaddish and the Amin of Shemaya Tefillah. So all those things you're allowed to answer if you're in the middle of Kriyishma. So, take a look at the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, the top Magen Avraham, not the long scary one, the first one. Mafsik says, "Then paisik l'shalom ne'akavet basar v'dam." What's the reason that if you could be paisik to ask mem ne'akavet basar v'dam, so kavachay mem ne'akavet Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So kavachay mem when it comes to the kavod Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Umehai taima. Now comes the Magen Avraham with a chiddush. Ready for this chiddush? Umehai taima nira li. And from this same reason, it appears to me them shama kol re'emim. Let's say you hear thunder in the middle of Shema. Should you stop and say a bracha of thunder? So says the Magen Avraham, Yafsik v'yavarech, yeah. That's Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if it's Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can be Mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha. So, for sure, he says also, it would appear to him that also if you hear thunder in the middle of Shema, you should stop and say the bracha. So let's see what Rav Kiv Eger has to say about this Magen Avraham. So this... it's a little bit of a scare, a little bit longer, Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you take a look at the first Rabbi Kiva Eger on the page, Yafsik v'yavarech. You might have to squint your eyes a little bit. So he says, Lanias daiti, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Yesh laden be tuva. There's a lot to be done here. Ein betoisis daf yud gimel shakosu. Take a look at that toisis that says, v'zeh shaynai, shoyum mei hayira remeir v'byuda halachak Rabbi Yehuda. We read this toisis. That when he said, Taisa says that the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, that fila be'emsa meishav ne'akavit, that even in the middle of Shema, you're allowed to answer ne'akavit. And Cain, nira de mochaladis kashu kedusha be'emsa kriyashma de'en l'chav ne'akavit galam izah. So what's Taisa's reason? Taisa's reason is that if I can be meishav mibnei ha'kavit, if I can answer mibnei ha'kavit, so then I can also be meishav for kashu kedusha. So mevuyer midivrayim. So it's mevuyer from the Magen Avraham. Dil Rabbi Meir, the einay meishiv ne'akavet. According to Rabbi Meir, right? He's saying that Taisus' whole raya is that the fact that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who says you could be meishiv ne'akavet, that if somebody mechubadik passes by, you can answer. And he asks you shalom, you can answer shalom. So that's then I can have this limud that for kaddish and kedusha I can also be meishiv. But according to Rabbi Meir, that Rav Meir holds that you cannot be Meishiv Ne'akavet, then this whole limud would be out the window. And according to Rav Meir, you would not be able to be Mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha. So says Rav Kiva Eger, if that's the case, before the Rav Meir, the Ein Meishiv Ne'akavet also Lahafsik, V'lanis Kedusha, Rak, Kivan the Halacha Krab Yehuda, since Halacha is Rav Yehuda, the Meishiv, Mimnei HaKavet, since Rav Yehuda holds that you could answer Mimnei HaKavet, Misham Halchi Mutra La'anis Kaddish and Kedusha. So therefore you could answer also for Kaddish and Kedusha. Even though the halacha is you're not allowed to be shoyl ne'akavid, meaning you're not allowed to initiate if someone mechubadik passes by you, but if he asks you, then you could answer. That everybody agrees with, that's halacha. So tzarech leimar, so you're not allowed to be initiate, so how come I'm allowed to initiate a kaddish and kedusha? So he says, tzarech leimar, this real little taisvis, the kivan the kol hatzibur oiskim b'kedusha, by Meir San Kedusha, since the entire tzibur is saying, nekadesh Hashem chavayla, let's all be mekadesh Hashem, right? Have a kemoi meshiv. So says Rav Kiva Eger, that is like be answering. Are you initiating when you answer kaddish, 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 or are you answering? So he says, Rav Kiva Eger says, it must be taisus holds that really you are answering, and therefore since you're answering, it goes well with Shitas Rav Yehuda, who says, you could answer if somebody mechubadik passes by and asks you shalom. So for sure, for the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could also answer the tzibur. Then Cain, he says, so it now comes from Kivager's point, kol ze b'kaddish u'kedusha. This is only by kaddish u'kedusha da tzibur einim. That's when the tzibur is answering. Everyone's saying the kaddish u'shimcha, and they're answering, kaddish, kaddish. Then, rashoy la'anayis imayim, the havik kemeshiv. Then you could answer with the tzibur, kaddish, kaddish, because that's like meshiv. But hearing thunder, the kolat zibra oiskim b'kriyishma. What's everybody doing? Everyone's saying kriyishma now. And then we hear thunder. Asher the ein lahem lahafsik. You should not be mafsik. Delay havi kameshiv. Vim kain haya near lachalik, vim shama kor emin and prakim the shayl mea covet. So kavachayim, the paisik levar chal raimim. Avo ba'em se dena shayl, vim mea covet lai varach. So says Ram Kiveg, I don't understand the whole tusha of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham's whole rai is that you can be meshiv mea covet. So kol shekain, you can also be meshiv in mea covet a kodesh baruch hu. And therefore, he says, I can also therefore understand by thunder, I should also be able to answer amen because that's like covet a kodesh baruch hu. He says, what are you talking about? No shaykhs at all. You're not being meshiv of anything. Right? There's a very specific difference here, whether you can answer or initiate. You can only answer mimnei ha-kavod. You cannot initiate. So when you hear thunder, who says I can go ahead and initiate a bracha? That's Reb Kivegel's kash in the Magen Avraham. Okay, so let's finish off here. So Zakh Reb Kivegel like this. He says, Vinei. V'tshuva kasafti d'yesh lomid ha-din in the Magen Avraham. But however, if you look at my tshuvas, I said that the halacha is like the Magen Avraham, even though I have such a stark kasha. And he says, why? The Yesh Loim, the Divrei Toshes Zal, Azli B'shitas Rashi. Remember how we started off this year? There's a Machlekes Rashi and the Rosh and the Rashba, but what does it mean you can initiate Mimnei Yira? Rashi said, because you're scared that someone's going to cut your head off. According to the Rosh and the Rashba, it means Yira, meaning someone who you're Mechuyiv in Yira. You can even initiate. That's how the Rosh and the Rashba are learning, and that's from the Chaber Paskins. So he says, it could be that Taisis that I have this whole diak in is all going in Shitas Rashi. That Mnei Yira, what does that mean? Haino di Yari Shalai Yahargenu v'havib koch nefesh. Mishum hachi ein ledamais anias kadosh kedusha Mnei Yira. Therefore, you cannot compare answering kadosh kedusha to Mnei Yira. There's no way you can say that the same way I can initiate Mnei Yira, I can also be initiate for anything for kadosh kedusha. Because one is year that you're going to get your head cut off, not because of someone you're mechuyev in year. But how we paskin the mnei year hainu av vayraboy the chayiv liarim menu. So kavachayim mnei kavod hashchina the mek mnei year. So for sure Hakadosh Baruch is going to be called mnei year. So therefore he says, if you take a look at the Magen Avraham is very meduyik how he says it. He says the impaisik lishol mnei kavod baser v'dam. He doesn't say it like Taisus. Taisus says that you can answer the Mnei HaKavod. The Magen Avraham is not saying answer, because then you're going to have him keep against Kasha. So he's saying, no, the Magen Avraham is saying, Badafka, that the Paisik Lishol, since we paskin, that you could initiate Mnei HaKavod, Kavod of your father, whatever, Yira, what do you want to call it, of your father or your Rebbe, so you can also be Mafsik, even to initiate Kaddish and Kedusha. So if that's the case, you can also initiate also a bracha on thunder. That's the Magen Avraham. So that's what Kivager is saying, that really his whole kasha is not shvira on the Magen Avraham. Okay, now let's take a look at how the Mishnah Berurah appears ice over here. So this is in Siv Gimel. This is Siv Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Samach Vav. So we read already the Mechaber, so we'll just go through a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah and see how we pass in Halacha L'maisa. So he says, if someone's in the middle of Shema, he should answer Kaddish. What does Kaddish mean? You should answer Kaddish. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Hainu la'amen yehesh me'rabo adol maya. That means answering amen yehesh me'rabo v'lo yoymer yizbarach, but you should not say yizbarach. Some people have to say, right, amen yehesh me'rabo, and then you say yizbarach. You should not say yizbarach. The Yana Amen Acher Da Amiron Bi'Omo. Also the Amen of Da Amiron Bi'Omo Bi'Omo Amen. That's also a special Amen. Aval Al Teskabel Yehi Shlomo Oysa Shalom La Yana Amen. You should not answer Amen to any other Amens of Kaddish. So in the middle of Shema, only answer the Amen of Amen Yesh Me'Rava and the Amen of Da Amiron Bi'Omo. Ki Einai Elam Minig. Those Amens are only a minute. Ulu Kedusha. What does it mean? The Kedusha you can stop. You see where I am in Sivkot Yizayin? Yomer Ra Kaddish, say Kaddish Kaddish, Ubaruch, Shazel Eker Kedusha, Velo Yimlech, but do not say Yimlech. The Kaddish Kain Shlo Yomer Nakash, you should for sure not say Nakadish, Ushar Dvar Mishamay Sifim Shabbos, also the other things that you add on Shabbos, like Oz Bekol, and Mkaimcha, Mechoza Afilo Bain Aprakam Layim, even if you're Bain Aprakam, you should not say those things.
What's the idea of Yimlech? Why is that on a lower level?
Magen Avraham talks about it. I'm not sure, I don't have it right now. He talks about why Yimlech's not good.
Mishnah Berurah specifically speaks out that you shouldn't say Yimlech.
It's not part of. Some say it's not really part of Kedusha Yimlech. Really okay, so that's the that. Then he says, what's the baruchu? Sha'ayin baruch Hashem v'varech lo'olam v'od. U'berchus ha'tayra yada baruch Hashem v'varech lo'olam v'od. Also berchus ha'tayra. V'gam amin al sofer bracha. You should also answer amin. If the guy finishes his bracha on the berchus ha'tayra, he says you should answer amin. But he says, v'yesh mefak v'kim ba'amin zeh. But this amen of after someone makes a bracha on the Torah, he says some are not so happy with that. Ubeina prakim yeshlaku. Therefore, if you're beina prakim only, then you can be mekel to answer amen to the a bracha that someone makes on the Torah. Then he says mafsik. So you should be mafsik. What's the reason? Then paisik lishum they covered basav adam kavachoyim they covered gush baruchu like the Magen Avraham says. Omehai taimo nira dimshama kol ra'amin. So if somebody hears the thunder, says the Mishabura, how is he paskening? Yasik v'yavarech, the havi mitzvah veris. You should be mafsik. Somebody said this for, because it's a mitzvah veris. I think as you said, it's a mitzvah veris, you're going to miss it. But, v'yesh cholkim, oh wait a second, Mishabura says there are cholkim. Dekivin shu oisik b'shvachin shalmakim, ein l'lifsik b'shvil shvach achir. V'loidam il chohani davi shabik dusha, it's not similar, because you're already being oisik in the shvach of Hashem. And then he was has the end off. Gam mechaya adam mash b'dim sham ve'emtza in le'varech aleihem. The chaya adam also says that you should not say a bracha on thunder. Kim shem shama semin a prakim. So it seems the Mishabru is being naita that in the middle of Shema you should not answer on thunder. You should only answer if it's bein a prakim.
What's the mitzvah verse?
The mitzvah verse doesn't seem to. I mean, that is a shita, but it seems that since he says the other cholkim and he says also from the chayyadim would seem that way, doesn't seem the mishiru is giving it to you in the middle of Shema to answer the bracha. Then he says tevas maidim pirish maidim anachnu lach. So in the middle of Shema, you hear maidim, you should say maidim anachnu lach. The loy kol amaidim derabbanim, but not the entire maidim derabbanim. The havli afsak gadol is too much of a hafzik. V'nira the hu adim ben a prakim also ben a prakim. You should not answer the entire maidim. Okay, stop there.